My mom was always telling me to get my butt out of the way. Now, I wanted to be very clear that in my home growing up, B-U-T-T, in reference to your rear end, wasn't a cuss word, but it was not an okay word to use. My mom wanted us to say bottom or gluteus maximus or rear. Like, to the point where, like, if we said, like, the word fart, my mom would be like, oh, you mean past gas? Or what was the thing? She would say, like, polluted the air. I'd be like, Mom, I'm 13. I can say fart. But she just didn't want us using that word. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I'm a mom now. I get it. We all have our weird, quirky reasons that aren't always reasons. That's beside the point. My mom was always telling me to get my butt out of the way. If you've ever listened to my podcast, then you know that I am goofy. I'm sarcastic. I'm a huge nerd. I'm a bit awkward in some people's, you know, eyes or concepts of like social constructs and things like that. And I own that. I'm totally fine with that. And the reason why I'm able to own it is because growing up, I didn't know how. I had what you would just call a smart mouth. I'm the youngest of 16 grandchildren on one side of the family, the youngest in my home, and also a pastor's kid. So there were a lot of times where I felt like, you know, I'm the youngest. I'm like the kid. Everybody just sees me as this little kid, this little baby. So I used my smart mouth all the time, and I shouldn't have. I would say petty things. I would say things that were unfair. I would say things that were kind of rude. And as any parent should, my parents would have me apologize. And so they'd be like, you need to apologize. Like, you need to say you're sorry. They also taught my sister Morgan and I about apologies. And they're very intentional, very strategic about the way that they had us apologize. Now, I won't really be able to fully explain that here. If you'd like, you can totally pick up a copy of my book, Finding Quiet, on Amazon, and learn more about, like, apologies and the way that, like, yeah, well, just learn more about that. But the basics is that my parents wouldn't, if I would say to my sister, I'm sorry I said those mean words to you, but you were getting on my nerves, my mom would immediately say back, you need to get your butt out of the way. Because that butt was refuting everything that I had just said. Now, of course, when you're apologizing to someone, when you're in a relationship with someone, there are many times where you will explain why you made certain choices. They might even want you to explain certain choices. You know, having that understanding and moving in the positive and forward way of communication, like, that's a good thing. So it's not that it's bad to explain yourself, but oftentimes the use of the word but is a way of refuting what you just said. And the same way with truth. You know, I'm a follower of Jesus, yeah? So if someone comes to me and they're like, you know, does God love me? And my response to them is, yeah, God loves you, but, and then I all of a sudden just start saying literally anything from that point, it's going to take away from the effect, from the punch, from the health, from the power of that initial statement of saying God loves you. And it doesn't mean that everything after the word but is false. It just means that maybe it's not the time or place, bruh. You know, it's not the time to be like, yeah, God loves you, but you need to start wearing deodorant. Yeah, maybe that person does need to wear deodorant, but that has nothing to do with the fact that God does or doesn't love them. Well, God does love everyone. So it once you start being like, yeah, but you need to wear deodorant and it needs to be natural deodorant because we only do oils around here. Like, why are you buying your deodorant from Amazon? We don't do that company. It's only small companies. Yeah, like, but if you only do small companies, it has to be this local company because the county companies are taking over the city companies. Like, now you've taken away from the entire fact that you were trying to let them know that God loves them because your butt got in the way. And we got to learn to get our butt out of the way. This week, there was, you know, a few events that occurred in the world. Very specifically, I'm recording this on a Thursday morning, so yesterday was Wednesday. If you don't know what happened, there's this new resource out called Google, and you can figure it out. But yeah, so there were things that happened in the world, and I'm not here to be political. I mean, that's something that I try to do, try to keep away from my podcast as much as possible, not on account of not wanting to talk about it, but on account of it being something that I'm very passionate about, but something that I have not heard the Lord like tell me at any point to like share my deeply rooted political opinions with the internet. If you see me at a Starbucks, you know, post pandemic, and you're just like, Jeannie Grace, I need to know about this policy, you know, I'll probably also still refer you to Google, but you know, if there's context in real life, then possibly we'll talk about it. What I'm getting at is, you know, last summer, there were a lot of things that went down, right? And it, again, if you don't follow me on social media at all, this is your very first time, you know, like up in my podcast, welcome. Some of these things might not be applicable to you, but if you found yourself like last summer at all, listening to the words of Jamie Grace, me, you know, a young black woman who has been deemed, I guess, safe, if you will, for all cultures. And, you know, I mean, like, let's just be real, you guys. My audience is like literally as much black as it is white. And for some years, it was predominantly Caucasian. And bruh, I ain't mad about that. I love all humans. I'm like, yes, let's party, because God made all of us different colors and we can party together because he loves us all. So I get super excited about that. I'm not weird about race. I'm not weird about color. I'm not weird about talking about that kind of stuff. If you look up at my ancestry, I'm like 48% Nigerian, and I'm pumped about that, but I'm also like 20% Irish. So let go. So it's not weird to me. It's exciting to me that I've always had this diverse audience. Please excuse me. My daughter's trying to climb my guitar really quick. I'm just going to like, you know, help her do that safely. If last summer listening to, you know, the words of Jamie Grace in any way have made you think like, whoa, maybe there is such a thing as like white privilege, or maybe, you know, there is racism in America, or, you know, maybe this is challenging for black people when they see black people get murdered in viral YouTube videos. If you felt like any type of empathy or pain or frustration or confusion, yeah, then don't allow your feelings and your actions and your tweets to be the butt of what God was doing in your life last year. It's really easy to kind of be like, wow, 2020 was crazy. Good thing we never have to go back there, and kind of put it behind us like it's the past. The issue is when we wake up in a new year, a new dawn, a new day, and we say 2020 is over, but I'm looking toward 2021. That's not always the healthiest mindset. And speaking specifically to this issue, and speaking specifically to the issues of race, we cannot allow our butt to get in the way. And I want you guys to know that I'm saying we for a reason, because this is a me thing, a you thing, an us thing. Granted, we all, I'm sure, Bella said, oh, she's getting it. Granted, you know, there are all different ways in which we have to move forward. You know, it's not all the same, but I'm just saying, like, I had an influx of DMs last year being like, wow, I'm buying this anti-racism book to share with my family. Wow, I never thought of it this way. Wow. And then people are like, but this week and Wednesday night, ma'am, that's not a drum. We're letting our butts get in the way already. And you need to, I know this might sound like, oh, it's a silly thing to say. Maybe consider going to the feet of Jesus. Like, if this is making you frustrated, if this is making you mad, if this is making you want to send Jamie Grace an email, you're just upset and frustrated and angry, then maybe take all that fuel, all that fire, and let it drop you to your knees in front of Jesus. And maybe you need to ask him, am I allowing my butt to get in the way? And maybe you need to find a little bit of quiet and receive from him, not from me, not from a political figure, not from your local pastor, not from a celebrity pastor, not from a black gospel artist, not from a white worship leader, not from anybody, anywho, anywhere, nowhere, up and downtown. Maybe you need to find some quiet at the feet of Jesus and ask him, Lord, is my butt getting in the way? When you saw that video of George Floyd, you felt something. If you didn't, then you need to be listening to a different podcast, because I honestly don't know what to say. When you felt something, you felt something. Only you can express how you felt or feel what you felt. And if you don't feel it now, if you find yourself going, well, yeah, it was sad when George Floyd died, but Wednesday was... That's not how it works. That's your butt getting in the way of what God was trying to do in your heart last year. And, or maybe what he has done, but we can't just go and undo it and be like, God, I know that you've called me to learn more about empathy. I know that you've called me to, you know, embrace what the book of Proverbs talks about when it talks about justice. God, I know that you've called me to do this, but that was the bottom line. Bella is, she's always repeating after me. The bottom line is that whoever was to make those choices that they made on Wednesday to go into the Capitol, a place that I've personally been to multiple times, mostly advocating for like Tourette syndrome and speaking with different politicians, both Republican and Democrat, and I've appreciated different work that all of those individuals have done toward helping kids in Tourette syndrome be able to have certain opportunities and resources in the public school system. That's something that I've been advocating for with the Tourette Association since I was 15, 14 years old at the Capitol. So that's something I'm really passionate about. I've been there multiple times. There's a ton of security. And I know that it's really easy to be like, well, you know what? I think it might have been an inside job from them. No, I think it was an inside job from them. No, I think it was outside, underside. I think it was inside, outside, upside, downside, riverside. What's that? What's that old Bible study, like Sunday school song? I'm in right out, right upside down, right happy all the time. No matter what, let's just get to the bottom line of it all, eh? If all of those thousands of people had been Muslims, had been black people, had been brown people, do we think that yesterday would have played out the same way? I'm going to let you guys sit with that. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to let you guys sit with that. Are you kidding me? The answer is no. I laugh so I don't cry. The answer is no. And that's the problem. I mean, there are many problems, right? Like, there are so many problems. There are so many things that we could sit here and talk about. And there are many things that the Lord is like, Jamie Grace, keep your mouth closed, because those are not topics that you speak toward. But that's the bottom line. And that is a lot of, well, that is at least my bottom line, like where I'm coming from. And so that is where a lot of my pain and a lot of my grief, that is a lot of where it stemmed from. And a lot of people feel the same way. And if you don't feel the same way, I just want you to know right here and right now, I mean this with absolute respect and love as my likely brother or sister in Christ. I can no longer help that mindset. That is not something that I can intentionally help. If my music, if my words bless you, I'm grateful. But I can no longer try to tell people that racism is real. There are many people, I say this all the time, there are many people at the front lines of this work, anti-racism work, activism work, unity. Like, there are so many people that have been called to do this. This is their life's work. And it's your job to go figure that out. And look, this isn't me like not drawing attention to valuable resources. this is just me being like, hey man, like, remember like when we saw like a bunch of like videos of people that looked like me, like just like getting murdered over the last like 10 years? Like, yeah. Okay. So like, have you done anything about that? And like, have you like, you know what I mean? Like you gotta go do something, man. So I'm gonna stop talking about this at least. I'm gonna try to find some kind of way to transition into talking about the masked dancer. What? What? Even Bella's confused. Bella's like, mother, mama. Oh my goodness. I spent all of college being that one in the group project that did all the work. I'm about to rest. Do the assignment. We're going to keep this quick, you guys. I said this last week, but it was some legit nostalgia listening to Paula Abdul's voice. It made me very happy. That is Mama. Good job. You were so smart. That sounded so sarcastic. Good job, baby girl. I love her voice. And then right after that show, Masked Dancer, there was a new show that came on called Name That Tune. It was fun. And it had Randy Jackson. It made me so happy. Wow, there are things falling. But you know what? It's okay. 2021. it made me happy to hear his voice as well. So let's go. There was a sloth. What am I doing? Oh, I love this show, but like, I was so emotionally detached trying to watch this last night. I needed it because our family needed something goofy and fun just to do. I mean, that's so important, especially in these times, in these these unprecedented times on Zoom calls. I'm just saying phrases. There was a sloth and there was a clue about Mickey Mouse Club, and I was like, it's probably somebody from Mickey Mouse Club, but I don't know who it is. There was this one clue that was like, don't call the feds, and I was like, oh, maybe it's Kevin Federline. And then, okay, cool. And then Paula Abdul said Matthew Morrison, and I was like, oh, that's a really good guess, because all those hints were probably toward songs he sang on that show Glee. Up next, this is the energy in which I watched it last night. And I will say, there was actually a moment where I was filled with so much genuine joy, because I was just having a hard time, which is obvious and expected. But there was the Ice Cube, and I was like, somebody said it's maybe Paul from Project Runway, and I was like, I believe that. And then the cotton candy. And for the first time since like whenever things started yesterday, I felt so much joy, and my eyes were almost filled with tears because I realized I'm about to cry right now. I realized it was Julianne Hough. And I didn't know how much I needed. Like, I'm literally crying. I didn't know how much I needed to smile yesterday until I realized it was Julianne Hough. I love her and Derek so much. And I just like dancing so much. Oh my gosh, I'm such a mess. I was just so happy. She just made me so happy just seeing her dance. She's such a good dancer. And she said that she had to leave home to learn how to dance, and I just watched that little mini documentary of her. I'm back. I'm a mom. On Disney Plus, where she was talking about how she left home with Derek to go and like dance, I think in Europe or something. And then they said Safe Haven, and I love that movie. I just love her. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy. And then Ken guessed that it was her. And then Ashley Tisdale agreed with him. Hi, baby. You okay? Mama. Yeah. Then Ashley Tisdale agreed. And so I was like, I'm really happy right now. So that brought me a lot of joy. I have not actually cried tears about yesterday yet. So that was the start. So I'll probably hit a few more this week. And then Miss Moth, who made some pretty obvious like allegations that she has some kind of connection to political figures, if not directly to the White House. So at first I was thinking like, oh, you know, and this is without me being political, like I'm not expressing my opinion about any of the three names I'm about to say. This is just literally based on fact. But I was like, maybe it's like a Monica Lewinsky or a Stormy Daniels. And the second I like saw her walk, I was like, oh, that's Omarosa. That's who I think it is. So yeah, so those are my thoughts from The Masked Dancer. I like that show. I like, you know, competition singing shows. So, you know, American Idol is my favorite. And then The Masked Dancer came out and then, or Singer came out. And then this is like a version of that, that we just get to enjoy over the winter. And yeah, our family's really enjoying it. And so tweet me if you agree or if you disagree. I think I'm going to go and like put on like some Doc McStuffins and just cuddle Bella. I don't usually record on Thursdays, but I decided to do that today. I actually don't usually work on Thursdays. So I usually take the day off to spend with her. But I knew I needed to share this and wanted to share this, and I'm grateful that you listened. If you like what you hear, I make episodes on Saturdays, and I also make music full-time and videos. And if you want to support it for $5 a month and get a bunch of exclusive content as well, you can go to patreon.com/JamieGrace. That's patreon.com/JamieGrace. Thank you guys so much for listening. I really appreciate it, and I hope you have a good day. Okay, bye.